Well, you know, one last question. When will the development be done? Assuming all the approvals are finalized, when do you think the parking lot will be up and done?
Our hope is that if we can get everyone signed up, that we'll start in July. And our plan is to have it complete by October. Before that, we assume the snow is going to start to fall in October. We definitely want to get it done.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
She will.
I'm going to give just a minute to get organized here. I'll do item number two. Madam Clerk, will you call the item, please?
From the Director of Economic Development, DTBW, an informational report on the Milwaukee County Comprehensive Economic Development Plan progress. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Dorsey?
Madam Chair, committee, I'm here to provide you with an update on the status of the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. I'm here also with Dan Hubner, who is an economic development specialist working with me on this plan. This plan, the board approved back in January and by unanimous vote, and I just wanted to go back and before I provide you with more detail about the status of why this plan is being created, because occasionally you get questions about why Milwaukee County is even creating an economic development plan. And I think after speaking to many of you, it was clear that you wanted a blueprint for economic development. And I think that's reasonable. Every county around Milwaukee and the Milwaukee 7-county region, they all have economic development strategies except for the county of Milwaukee, the largest county, the county with the most people, the largest infrastructure, and the need to grow businesses that create jobs. So hopefully this plan, I tell people, will create a blueprint for growing our economy. The plan also provides some continuity for Milwaukee County. When I first started last year, there was no economic development strategy, so I basically started from scratch with a blank sheet, and I'm hoping that once this plan is created, you know, after I'm gone and after you're gone and everyone else is gone, there's still something to for us to focus on in terms of growing Milwaukee County's economy. And hopefully that plan can be updated and, you know, we won't be starting from scratch. Every time a new ED director starts or a new board is here, Milwaukee County can look at the long term and create jobs, expand its tax base, and create new businesses. One thing the plan does also, it provides a degree of consensus on what's important here, what direction we should go regarding the development of Milwaukee County. And currently, we don't have that. I think that's important, and that's what this plan will do. Finally, what this plan will do is provide a degree of accountability. One of the outcomes or outputs of this planning process is to provide you with a detailed action plan, a plan that describes specific strategies and goals, and who's going to do what when and how much that might cost. Right now you don't have that. You should have that, and it's something that hopefully at the end of this planning process we can all look back and say this is how many jobs we're going to create, how many businesses we're looking at, and how many, you know, in terms of the tax base, what's going to happen, how many projects are going to be happening over the next several years. As I mentioned in my write-up, the time for creating a plan has never been more urgent. The economy is still mired in recession. unemployment rate is still high. We're still grappling with a number of infrastructure issues, including a bus system that is under significant challenges. And I think that the need to train our workers, to improve our infrastructure, and to support business growth has never been greater. Dan has put together a ton of information about Milwaukee County. He has looked at smart growth plans for just about every city in Milwaukee. He has a really good grip on where the catalytic projects are in Milwaukee, where the large impact development projects are in Milwaukee County, and there are a number of catalytic projects that hopefully will create a significant number of housing, jobs, tax base, new businesses, retail. And when you look at it by city, you know, it is what it is. But when you look at the potential growth by county over the next 20 years, there is a significant amount of economic development plan for Milwaukee County. And as we go through the process, Dan will share that with you as well as the advisory committee. In regards to the plan, pleased to say we've made significant progress since January. We're working closely with SewerPAC. SewerPAC couldn't be here today. Ken had a previous meeting scheduled, but he assured me that he'd be here at the next meeting to give you more feedback on what SewerPAC is doing. Essentially, what we are doing is following a scope of work that was developed by SewerPAC regarding the development of the plan. I've included an outline of that scope of work in my write-up. And essentially, the plan, just generally, starts out with where Milwaukee County is in terms of its economy, and that being used as a starting point to where we want to be. Okay, so what SewerPAC is doing is they're looking at, you know, our infrastructure, our workforce, our business environment, and they'll do an assessment of where Milwaukee County is relative to other counties as well, not just in the region, but in the country. Milwaukee County is competing nationwide for jobs, for investment, and we need to see where we are in this competitive world. Another piece that SewerPAC is developing is an assessment on our infrastructure. I think infrastructure is important for moving people, ideas, products from where they can be of most use. And the question is our infrastructure competitive in Milwaukee County? And I can't answer that question right now, but after SewerPAC does their assessment, hopefully they can answer that question for you and for the advisory committee, and we can develop strategies to make sure that we improve our infrastructure to be competitive so that we can compete with cities like Pittsburgh and Indianapolis and Minneapolis and other cities in the future. Another piece is that we're looking at existing economic development efforts in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a county that has a number of organizations implementing economic development strategies. I can tell you they're not talking to each other too much. They really don't really know what they're doing, but hopefully by looking at this, Milwaukee County can get a feel for who's doing what. You have M7 doing a regional approach and business attraction, and then you have local community groups doing things. You have municipalities. So the question is, with all this activity, how much value are we creating? And are we talking to each other and creating the kind of value we need to create with all the economic development activity that's happening? So hopefully Milwaukee County can better understand what is happening, what activities are happening, and what these organizations are doing so we can work with them, build partnerships with them to create more value. At the end of this process, we hope to create strategies and specific strategies and an action plan to move or to support the movement of the county's economy in the direction that you want it to go. Our timeline for creating this plan is December of this year. Hopefully it can be approved early next year. And I've also included information on the advisory committee, which includes 15 members of the community in various positions. We tried to make an advisory committee that was diverse in many ways and represented many different sectors, the educational sector to deal with workforce development issues, the private sector. We have government officials involved, including Supervisor Thomas, Supervisor West, and Supervisor Sanfilippo. And also, we have some geographic diversity as well. We have representatives from all over the county, and if you look at the county in four quadrants, from the southeast, from the north shore, the southwest, and the south southeast side. So we think our advisory committee will give us a good representation of Milwaukee County. Moving forward, we are going to start meeting with the advisory committee to go over the plan, the planning process, get their feedback. Later this year, once we get all the information regarding the conditions, of economic conditions of Milwaukee County, as well as the infrastructure assessment and our assessment of what other organizations are doing, we'll be meeting with focus groups and community groups to get more feedback. So this planning process is pretty intense. It's starting to pick up a lot more. Now that we have the advisory committee together, we can really move things. There won't be a lot of meetings this summer because this summer is hard to have meetings, but beginning in September and October, we'll be having a lot more meetings with the advisory committee, with focus groups, and I'm hoping to do meetings throughout the county, the South Shore, North Shore, and Northwest, to get feedback from different parts of the county so that we get a lot of participation from many residents. And that's pretty much where we are right now with the plan. So if you have any questions.
I will open up to questions. I do have a request for you that after you meet with your advisory committee the first time, and as you mentioned, there's three county supervisors who sit on that. Once they you do your initial meeting, I would ask that after that you reach out to all members of this committee to be willing to sit down with them individually or in smaller, you know, groups of two or whatever if you want to try and get some input from them as
okay.
well. But obviously the advisory committee is the would meet first because they're going to be looking at your scope and kind of they're the primary group. But I would like you to touch base with all members of the committee as well.
Be more than happy to do that.
Questions by committee members. Supervisor Westman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just having participated in a few plans on the with the city, you know, comprehensive planning, what will be the process at the end in terms of sort of refining what really makes it into the plan and how feedback is, you know, someone has to be the arbiter at the end of the day and decide that some suggestions aren't worth making it into the plan and that other things have to. So will SewerPAC as the consultant really be distilling that, or will the advisory committee consensus? Or
I mean, who will bring the plan together? Who will determine what in the plan is?
Particularly where there's disagreement.
Okay.
Where there could be disagreement.
There likely will be disagreement on what our priorities are, and I think that's what the value of the planning process is. It's meant to walk us through. It's meant to get that feedback and with SewerPAC and with the advisory committee walk through any issues that different groups or people might have. I mean, one thing planning does, it does provide the basis for building consensus. We may not have it all at the end of this process. What I'm hoping is that Milwaukee County values planning enough to say that we might have a plan by the end of this year, but every year we're going to keep this plan and keep updating this plan because building consensus is an ongoing process. Building cooperation is an ongoing process. Building partnerships is an ongoing process. And the projects that this plan will identify will take a continuous planning process. So I don't think the plan is the end all. It's not going to solve everything. But what it will do is give you the tools to evaluate where we are and give you great information about where we need to go. Everybody may not agree. I can tell you at the regional level, there is very little cooperation or agreement on what direction we should go. I think in Milwaukee County, we'll have a lot more agreement on what our priorities are, what we value, what our principles are, and where we want to go. And just talking to people, I can tell you that in the business world and educational world and government, I mean, I think we're pretty much on the same page. We all know we want good transportation systems. We all know we want family-supporting wages for our workers. We all know what we want. We just got to get it down on paper, and we got to figure out some strategies on how to get there. And some people may not agree on our priorities, but we'll work through that. And I think once this advisory committee is set up and with the leadership of county board members, I think we'll walk through those issues and figure out how we can create real value for Milwaukee County. So I think it's a, I think it's an exciting process. I think it's the first time Milwaukee County has done this, and hopefully at the end of the day, you'll have a plan that you can point to and you can show your constituents to where Milwaukee County wants to go. So there's no mystery or, you know, ambiguity about, you know, how or where we want this economy to go. I've read many answer your question some more. I read many studies, and I just went to a technology summit in Madison, and things are changing in this economy and the world very quickly. P&H was just here. They say they need 25 welders, and they need them right now. They need them yesterday. And, you know, just talking to him shows me that there's, you know, somewhere a lack of planning. Okay. He should have those 25 welders, and Osiris needs welders as well. The question is, why aren't we getting enough welders in our schools and trained? I don't know where the gap is, but companies that can't find welders is, an issue, and it might have to do with coordination and planning. Maybe that's a county role. Those welders are coming from all over Milwaukee County. You know, maybe there's a way that we can help facilitate that. That's just an example. So maybe that's a priority. I'm sure from P&H Mining, that's their highest priority. So, you know, I just think that, you know, in terms of what defining the county's role and what our priorities are, hopefully we can all agree what those are. And I think this planning process will get us there. So,
yeah. Look forward to it.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.